And we are live on the Jordan Bertrand podcast. Today, I'm coming to you from the couch, from the lazy boy, suede lazy boy that I'm sitting on, suede lazy boy with a inflatable queen-size sleeper. That's what I'm coming to you live from here in Bird Studios. That's right, we have a couch in Bird Studio. We've got TVs in Bird Studios. We have a mini bar in Bird Studios. We have all the things that you could ever want in a studio, including my wonderful and graceful voice. So today, as you might have noticed, I did not mention that we have a guest of the pod, and that is because we don't. It's just me. This was another spontaneous pod. You see, I was sitting here on the old lazy boy, and you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about you. I was thinking about every single one of you, my loyal listeners. I was thinking about how long it's been since, you know, you and I have just had a minute. You know, it's been since the pilot, if you don't remember. That's the last solo pod that we had, and I just wanted to make sure that we were true to our roots, you know? I wanted every single one of you to feel appreciated, loved, respected, and I wanted you to understand that we're in this together. It is not the Jordan Bertrand podcast because I'm the one talking. It's the Jordan Bertrand podcast because I named it that. And and we're on this journey together. It's our podcast. So whenever you read the title, just imagine your name in that place, because it's not my podcast, it's our podcast. Today I'm recording from Saturday. Wish I could tell you what time. 5:37 on college football Saturday. We've got A&M playing Clemson. Kellen Mond is doing an absolutely horrific job. I think he's had two good drives. After this, we'll get into Texas versus LSU, which should be a good one. The city of Austin is popping off. And I, knowing so few people that I know, am sitting at home. But during halftime of the A&M game, I went on a little adventure to the land that we know as the beer store, Specs. And let me tell you, it's pretty close to my house, and I've got this mini fridge that I got from shout out MK. I bought it for $50, pretty nice little mini fridge, and I had a stock the bar party, party of one. Nonetheless, we did stock the bar. So I went to Specs, I dropped like a hundy, and that got me a 12-pack of Coors. A 12 of White Claw. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but White Claw has these 70 calorie White Claws, and they come in super fun new flavors, including lemon, pineapple, watermelon, and clementine. I don't know if you've ever had a White Claw clementine, but I can't tell you about it because I haven't either. But they're in my fridge, and I also got a 12 pack of Kona. If you haven't had Kona Brewing, they're some nice bottled beers, lots of IPAs. They've got a little gecko on the label, but check those out. Kona Brewing, really good beer. It might be the beer of the pod, in fact. I might just venture to say that's the bop beer of the pod for those following. In addition to that, we got a couple bottles. As far as whiskey bourbon goes, Jim Beam Red Stag, pretty good one. Drink it alone, drink it with water, especially good. Drink it with a Coke, I guess, if you want to, you know, ruin it. But that's pretty good stuff, too. A personal rum favorite is the Bacardi Oakheart. It is a spiced rum with hints of vanilla. So here's what I like to do, kids. You can call this the cocktail of the pod, the cop. So also, just a little score update. Clemson is 24-3. Over A&M. less than exciting, that's for sure. Yo, freaking AB signed with the Pats. How disappointing was that? Very. It's very disappointing. You know, you complain enough, and I guess you get a ring. I don't know. That's how it works. You know, 2019. Crazy. Ridiculous. You hate to see it. You really do. But Bacardi Okart, one of my favorite rums. Also, before I get into that, have you guys seen this new Mazda 3? They have an all-wheel drive Mazda 3. I saw one in the parking lot the other day. It's pretty nice. Got some real mean-looking front. Pretty nice back end. You know, I'd put a license on it, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. I'd screw a license into both sides of that car. It's a good one. I might want one. I might get one. Might upgrade the Mazda 3 to a Mazda 3. But Bacardi Okart is a spiced rum with some hints of vanilla. What I like to do is, first of all, if you're not putting rum, or if you're not putting limes in your rum drinks, or your vodkas, or your waters, for that matter, you're not consuming beverages correctly. That's just the truth. If you go to the bar and you order a rum and coke, and you don't ask for it with a lime, you're not only classless, but maybe cultureless. I personally look at you as a novice, if that's the move that you're going to make. You could even venture to do it with a whiskey. I think I would, I'm not sure about my feelings for that. I haven't yet collected them, but same thing with a vodka Sprite, vodka water, vodka tonic. If you're not getting a lime with it, I don't really know what you're doing. Like, is it freshman year? What's going on? You know, so start getting your limes. That's the advice of the pod. The Alp advice of the pod. Get every drink with a lime. Everything's better with lime. Michelob, lime. PBR, sure. Grab a lime. Dose, lime. Rum, lime. Vodka, lime. Coors? Maybe. Just throw a lime in it. Who knows?
Hello, my loyal Adolphs. I had one little note about this lime situation. You know, I care about, you know, how well you guys are eating, how well you guys are drinking. But I also care about your health. And this was a little tidbit I heard back in the day. I don't know if it's true, you know. I did just Google it, but you can't trust the internet. But something I heard was that, like, limes and lemons are, like, some of the most germ-infested things, like, that come from the kitchen. And that's just because, you know, people do whatever, and then they do whatever, and then they touch your limes and lemons. And they all just sit there, you know, uncovered. So this is, I typed in how dirty are limes and lemons. And Google said they're dirty enough that they would make a joke to your mom at the dinner table. Nah, I'm just kidding. It doesn't say that. Dirty joke. It's a dirty joke. It's a lemon, lime, dirty joke. Anywho, in fact, a 2007 study found that nearly 70% of restaurant lemon wedges are covered in up to 25 different types of germs. Lemons and other citrus, we're looking at you, lime slices, are especially susceptible because they are covered in pores, giving bacteria extra surface area to dig into. Wow. That was from a 2015 article, although it's based off of a 2007 study. I don't know. You can weigh the options there, you know? So what I like to do to bypass this issue is I'll squeeze my juice into the drink, which may be just as bad as putting the whole wedge into the drink. I don't know. But I'll squeeze my juice into the drink, and then I'll either leave the lime at the bar, leave it on the table, put it on a napkin, you know, do whatever with it. But, yeah, that's just what I do, you know? And then on the other hand, you could have the perspective, which I do like to adopt sometimes, that, you know, putting the lime or lemon in your drink would make you more immune to these germs because you're being exposed to them. So, you know, that's another option, you know? So basically, it's a win-win. You can either put your lime in the drink. Maybe you become stronger. Maybe your immune system, you know, does a little better. Or you can leave it out, and then you know you're not risking it. So win-win, lime lemon, keep on sitting. Doesn't rhyme, but that's not a crime. Back to the pod.
But so what I'll do with this Bacardi O'Cart with vanilla hints, I will mix it with some Dr. Pepper. So check this out, check this out, check this out. So the O'Cart on its own, it is a rum, we'll consider that one flavor. It is spice, we'll consider that two flavors. And it has hints of vanilla, so we'll consider that three flavors, right? And then I mix it with Dr. Pepper, which, if you're familiar with Dr. Pepper, it has 23 flavors. So you add the three flavors from Bacardi to the 23 flavors from Dr. Pepper. I'm not great at math, but I think that's, what is that? Let me just... That's me typing into the calculator. Yeah, it looks like 26 flavors. So that's 26 flavors. And then after all of that, I put a little lime in it. That is 27 flavors against my palate. If there's a better drink, then feel free to tell me, because I haven't found it. Yeah, no, that's it. It's actually, talking about it, I'm salivating. I might have to make one. That's a real thing. But fantastic beverage, probably my favorite beverage. You know, if anybody ever asks you like what your favorite cocktail is, that's the one. In addition to that, I also got, you guys have heard of Tito's, everyone's heard of Tito's, but at Specs, they have a Specs exclusive called Lone Star Vodka. I think it's like 5 or 6 times distilled. Pretty good stuff. I won't say it's comparable to Tito's, but it's from Texas and it's a vodka. It costs less than Tito's and it comes in a handle or, you know, various other sizes, fifth, whatever. But really good stuff. So I kind of got the roundabout, you know. I got the Coors for the cool kids, the White Claw for the white girls, got some Kona for the Konas, and a little whiskey, rum, and vodka for the kids. So yeah, bar stocked. I'm looking at it. It's at 46 degrees right now, but it's set to 32, so it's making its way downtown, that's for sure. But yeah, pretty happy about that. I hung up all the art in my apartment. It's looking very nice, very cozy. You know, just if you guys know friends in the Austin area, let me know. I'm out here, you know, just trying to make it. I really have few reasons to leave unless I'm going out, which I may go out tonight. Old Mike Sums is in town, I guess for this game, because he's a bandwagon UT fan, or I guess he went there or something like that. I don't remember, but yeah, so I might go do some stuff, doing a little, I guess pregame. You can call this a pregame, sure. Just pregaming with a pod. And a pod, a dream, and a full mini bar. I also ordered some Pizza Hut. There was one podcast that we were trying to do with Jake Ammerman and Shepard, and just didn't work out. It was going to be the fast food pod. So the fast food pod was basically going to be a breakdown of all of the best deals in fast food and restaurants. And then we were going to like kind of maybe rate them or rank them. In addition to that, we were going to talk about the best places to get 4 categories. It was going to be burgers, chicken, tacos, and burgers, chicken, tacos. Just chicken, tacos. Pizza? It wasn't pizza. It was something like that. There was a 4th category of food, probably a big one that I'm just completely missing for some reason. But yeah, burgers, chicken, tacos. And we basically recorded this episode like over an hour long, and it didn't record. Super sad stuff. So basically the next day, I tried to do it with just Ben, and then he fell asleep, so I just like left. And then the next day, I was like, man, I gotta get this pod out. So I just recorded a solo. No way. A&M just picked it off of Trevor Lawrence. After, I think on the drive following, Clemson picking off Mond. Pretty big moves right here. not that they're, you know, going to result in anything. But, man, Kellen Mond is not great. Goodness gracious. That is frustrating, to say the least. But, yeah. What was I talking about? What were we talking about, kids? We were talking about pizza. Yeah, the fast food pod. And so I tried to record this pod by myself, and then I listened to it like a couple days later whenever I was thinking about releasing it. And I was like, man, this just doesn't really do the trick, you know? And here on the Jordan Bertrand podcast, what I'm trying to do is the trick. So, you know, if there are specific guests you want to hear, if there's specific topics you want to hear, let old Bird Boy know so we can do it. We can get it done. We can do a sports pod. We can do a bar pod. We can do a food pod. We can do I can rank mattresses if you want. I can rank washing machines. I can literally do anything. I can. So that's what we're here for. We are here for you, and you are here for us. It's a process. It is our podcast. Us. So happy you're here. But Pizza Hut deal I just got. I should have some 8 boneless wings coming. Boneless wasn't the choice, but that was just on the meal deal. And a medium one topping pizza is also in route. Also, guys, if you haven't tried this before, here's a great fast food suggestion. Next time you're ordering from Domino's, get a thin crust. I know. You've got some feelings about it, but just try it. Get a thin crust, make it a large, you know, make it an extra large, because, you know, you're going to need a little bit more food if it's thin. But make it a thin crust and get Alfredo as the sauce, all right? Hang with me. Alfredo as the sauce, and then you're going to do chicken as your topping. So this is like an Alfredo chicken thin crust pizza from Domino's specifically, because that's the one I've tried. Slaps, like just slaps, absolutely slaps. I didn't realize how good it was until like it slapped me, and my taste buds, basically they were on the ground for close to 5 minutes because they were slapped so hard. So I mean, if you're not trying this, then again, you're maybe a novice of the pizza game. I don't know what to tell you, but you certainly can't pizza with me, you know. We only pizza hard here at Bird's Bar and Grill in Austin, Texas. And we're back. I had to take a quick pizza break. Pizza lady showed up, and I had to give her my regards and take the pizza from her. But all is well. Since we last spoke, A&M lost 24-10. Other score updates include a tight game between Colorado and the Huskers. That was going into overtime. Somebody, one of the top teams, had a blowout. They did the blowing out. They didn't get blown out. They did the, you get it. You know what I'm saying. And UT is about to start playing as well. So, pretty good stuff going on over here. In addition to all that, I got my pizza. So, it's a good day. Things are going well. Oh, Ohio State, 42-0 over Cincinnati. That was a big one. I don't know if you guys saw Michigan Army. That was a good one. Iowa over Rutgers, 30-0. This is the one I was thinking about. Wisconsin over Central Michigan, 61-0. Hate to see it. And, that's all the ones I'll talk about. But, yeah, about to watch this UT game. Probably going out later, doing some stuff. I got some boneless wings. You know what I didn't do, kids? Something I really, really, really regret. I didn't get ranch. So I have 6 boneless wings here. Not only are they boneless wings, but they're in a dry rub. So I'm a big Cajun guy, so I'll get the Cajun rub anywhere I can. And I got no sauce, you know? Not a lick of sauce. What's a good ranch substitute? I see none. I'm gonna use, this is weird, but I'm gonna do it. Is this weird? Should I put Parmesan on my wings? That's not weird, right? I'm gonna do it. But the thing is, I was gonna dip it in some Dijon mustard. If you've never tried Dijon mustard, it's pretty good stuff. I suggest French's Stone Ground Dijon. It's their boldest Dijon yet, according to the label. All right, I'm gonna do Parmesan. Parmesan Cajun, is that weird? I'm gonna do Parmesan over half of them. I'm doing it right now. I wish you guys could see, but you can't. One thing I was thinking about doing is a video series where I just video myself doing the pod, put those on YouTube, and if you want, you could watch them there. It'd be kind of fun, you know? It's a little more interactive. You can see what I'm doing, see what I'm saying, see what I'm wearing. Right now, I'm completely naked, just sitting on the couch. I'm just kidding. Or am I? Well, you'd know with a video series. So, that's something I'm thinking about doing. There's something else I thought about during the commercial break. I wish I remember what it was. But it was something pretty good. I think it was probably something I saw on the old interweb. I don't know if you guys ever spend time on the interweb. But one of my favorite things on the interweb as of late is cartoons. I've seen a ton of cartoons on Instagram. So there are these different pages I follow. Let me, I'll go over a couple of them with you, my dear friends. Let's see here. Weird. Can't find it. I just liked it though. I can go back to the stuff I liked, can't I? I'm a big liker. Actually, I'm not a big liker. I try not to like stuff on Instagram. Because, unless it's worthy of my liking. But there's a page you might check out. Go to Instagram. Just load it up. I'll give you a second. Go ahead. Are you there? Okay, cool. So, you're on the gram, you listen to the pod, go to the, if you look at the bottom, there's a little magnifying glass, click that, search, type in the word goat, G-O-A-T, type the word to, T-O, followed by the word self, goat to self, and it's all these different fun little cartoons. The one I most recently saw, the one that inspired me to make this pod. So imagine this, all right? I'll just try to describe it through my words. Hold on, let me bite this wing first. It would be pretty good with ranch. You think ketchup with wings is weird? It's kind of what I'm craving. I'm gonna do it. But, so imagine this cartoon, right? You got railroad tracks on the ground. You got a lady being tied to the tracks by a man with a menacing mustache and a top hat. All right? So you imagine all that, right? And then the woman, she's saying, "Help! Help me!" And then off in the distance, you see a little word blub. It says, "Choo, choo." So you scroll to the next picture, right? All of a sudden, the lady, still tied to the tracks, menacing mustache and his top hat, are standing to the side of the tracks, and on the tracks is a train, the most famous train of them all, Thomas the Train, and he says, "Gasp, for me?" And he's got tears in his eyes, obviously talking to menacing mustache. So, scroll to the next picture, and you have menacing mustache in his top hat, and he's blushing, super cute, just with the tip of the hat, he's like tipping his hat, little blush, he's like, "Yes, my lady, this woman on the train is for you," And then you scroll to the next picture, and you've got a sunset in the shape of a heart. You've got mysterious mustache man in his top hat riding on the back of Thomas the Train, and you've got blood just covering, absolutely covering the railroad tracks. So as we can assume, for those of you that aren't great at context clues, Ben, basically Thomas the Train killed this woman and was very grateful that he was able to. But the cartoon was like, you know, 4 of 10 funny. What I thought was funny was in the next slide, something that I'm going to start implementing on the JPB. JBP? Yeah, Jordan Burchard Podcast. Is a tip suggestion chart, obviously written in the notes of someone's phone and just screenshot, but it says tip suggestion chart: scoff, $0, nasal exhalation, $1, chuckle, $3, snort, $5, soiled pants, $10, and then they have a link to their stuff. But that's what I want, guys. You know, if you don't like the pod, don't donate anything and stop listening to it. If you nasal exhale, you know, throw the kid 50 cents, throw him a dollar, you know. But if you chuckle, just throw the pod $3, you know. We've got operating costs. We've got stuff going on. If you snort, you so much as snort, I know some of you have snorty laughs, you can donate a $5. Just go crazy. And if you happen to piss yourself, then please donate $10 so that I know that you pissed yourself. But there are tons of really funny cartoon things all over the gram that I follow. And I wish I could search them. I guess I can probably search them by time, can't I? Wow, I can. That's pretty cool. Let me see if I can... Goat to Self is a big one. This one on Instagram, poorly drawn lines. It's these, that one's actually, you should follow that one for sure. If you don't follow the other one, you should follow this one. Pretty good stuff. But I've realized I'm following a ton of these cartoon doodling things. Oh, another one is Nathan W. Pyle, P-Y-L-E, Strange Planet. If you type in Strange Planet, I think you can find it. It's like alien cartoon memes. I think that was the one that got me started on the alien or the cartoon spur. But I'm a, you know, I enjoy the cartoons. I don't know if you guys ever doodled in class, but I'm a big doodler. I'll doodle it all, you know. Oh, you know what? Talking about doodling, I remember what I was going to talk about. Have you guys ever been to Genghis Grill? Crazy concept. Pretty good place. I remember the first time I went, I was like, this is amazing. And then the second time I went, I was like, I hate this place. It's disgusting. So I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. But think about this. You go into Genghis Grill, right? You go into Genghis Grill. And you just go through the line. And you're like, yes, sir. I would like one Genghis. And next thing you know, your bowl's full of Genghis. And I'm not sure I want to go to a place that fills me with Genghis. You know what I mean? That's just me. But, yeah. I really just wanted to release this. Just to come and talk to you guys, you know? Bond a little bit. Again, we started the, if you missed out on some of the other stuff, we started a podcast phone number where you can leave voicemails and we can play those voicemails on the pod. So the phone number for that is 512. Wait, I'll let you grab a notepad. All right. I'll give you a minute. And, all right, you got it? Yeah, you got it. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, you can open your notes too. That's good. Yeah. No, that's perfect. All right. So it's 512-953-3069. For those of you who are just now getting your notepads, 512-953-3069. So you can call that number. It's linked to me. and you can basically leave a voicemail, and I can play it, I can listen to it, I can do whatever I want. Leave love, hate, anything I should contemplate. You know, if you want to be really mean, I encourage it. So that'd be super fun. Another thing is our email, podcast email. That is jordanbertrandpodcast@gmail.com. If you just close your notes, then I'll let you pull it back up. But it is jordanbertrandpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you have my phone number, feel free to message me. If you have my social media, Jordan A. Bertrand on all platforms, including Vimeo and Snapchat, then you can leave a message there. But yeah, you know, we're here for you. I just want a little solo pod session, and I'm going to eat these wings, eat this pizza, and watch this game. So thanks for joining us, and I'll see y'all very, very soon. Like, probably way too soon.